You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson. Fewer international and graduate students are attending UW-Madison this year, likely due to federal cuts and immigration concerns. The university released data that shows there are 7% fewer international students this year. That's about 500 fewer total. President Donald Trump has made curbing immigration a big part of his plan for the nation. And earlier this year, the State Department revoked the visas of a couple dozen students in the UW system. A couple of them filed lawsuits, and eventually the State Department reversed course. Now, this drop in international enrollment is expected to be a trend nationwide. The Association of International Educators put out a report saying the U.S. may see as much as a 15% drop in international students. Until now, UW-Madison typically had an increase in international students year to year. The data shows there is an even bigger drop among graduate and professional students. UW-Madison has 9% fewer of them this year. That may be linked to the Trump administration's deep cuts to research funding, slashing about $65 million from UW-Madison's budget. Chancellor Jennifer Mnuchin had advised faculty to consider admitting fewer graduate students because of those funding cuts. Meanwhile, the university has risen in the rankings. U.S. News and World Report puts out its best colleges list every year. It considers tons of different factors, including value, job security after graduation, and even things like life on campus. This year's report named UW-Madison the 12th best public university in the country. It moved up one spot from 13th last year. When looking at all colleges across the nation, UW-Madison ranked 36th, up from 39th in 2024. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is trying to bring back the division of the 988 crisis lifeline that was specifically for LGBTQ people. But the Trump administration shut that down in July. A spokesperson said they would no longer, quote, silo LGB plus youth services, end quote, leaving out the T that represents trans folks. But young queer people face disproportionately high rates of mental illness and suicide. According to the Trevor Project, 39% of queer young people considered suicide in the last year, and those numbers are higher for trans and non-binary people. 46% of them seriously considered ending their lives. Baldwin led the charge to get the specialized LGBTQ line.
We wanted to make sure that there were specialized services available so that somebody calling in crisis, somebody considering suicide, would be having their calls answered by somebody who understands their journey and can listen and help without judgment.
Of course, anybody can call the regular 988 line, but the specialized line had people prepared to deal with the specific stigma and struggles of being in the LGBTQ community. While the Trump administration said they would no longer separate services for queer people, there is another separate line specifically for veterans. They often face higher rates of mental illness, too. Now, Baldwin has introduced a new bill that would codify the specialized line.
Donald Trump took away the specialized lifeline for no good reason. I'm fighting to both restore the funding, but also make sure that we put it into law so that this president or future presidents can't take it away in the future.
Before it was shut down, the Press 3 line was getting about 70,000 calls a month. I'm Savannah Tomei-Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Disappointment in OT. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Dallas, where the Packers kicked a 34-yard field goal as time expired in overtime to end with a 40-40 tie with the Dallas Cowboys. Head coach Matt LaFleur's reaction after the game.
It's disappointing. Just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie, and that really bit us in the butt.
Running back Josh Jacobs scored two touchdowns. I asked him at his locker what it felt like ending in a tie.
Weird. Honestly, that's the only way I can really explain it. I think the stuff before the half, we kind of like shot ourselves in the foot with.
Baseball. The Brewers came back to win 4-2 over the Reds Sunday. Their crew finished the regular season with 97 wins, a new franchise record.
You know, I'm glad that this team gets to be remembered differently. I'm not into records necessarily, but it's a way for 2025 to be recognized differently.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week. Even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world, in the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions and keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Catherine Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. The president has tons of critics in or out of the entertainment business, but none have been as harsh as Bruce Springsteen. The boss has written about blue-collar America for most of his career and professed his love for his country in a recent interview with Time magazine. Springsteen hit the president pretty hard during his tour last spring. The boss does not seem intimidated, even though the president has him by 3 years, about 150 pounds, and is beating him in bankruptcies, 6-0. Not to mention he is also leading when it comes to telling someone not to certify election results. Be that as it may, the boss has a lot more kick-butt tunes. All the president could come up with in response to Springsteen's harsh criticism was, "He's dumb as a rock." This from the guy who can't pronounce acetaminophen. In the interview with Time, Springsteen probably realized he couldn't match wits and just said he couldn't care less what the president thinks. They're just a bunch of fun-loving girl pop stars who happen to kill demons as a side hustle under secret identities. K-pop Demon Hunters has gained momentum all summer as the streaming juggernaut, but at the end of August, it was finally number one in Nielsen ratings for overall streaming, according to The Hollywood Reporter. When it comes to streamers, Nielsen measures minutes watched as opposed to households when it comes to ratings. K-pop Demon Hunters had over 1 billion minutes viewed. That's impressive, especially when you take into account that none of those minutes came from my house. Check it out. Lucy Liu has carved out a pretty cool career for herself. Her credits include Charlie's Angels, Kill Bill, and Chicago. According to The Hollywood Reporter, she is about to play a small-town Chinatown luxury art dealer in the new crime drama Superfakes. The two-time Emmy nominee will also executive produce the series, which will drop at some point on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, more the same, partly cloudy with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.